Father, we just lift our hands to heaven and surrender to you. For we've tried in our own strength and we failed every time. Lord, we admit that we can do nothing without you. So we cast our cares and concerns upon you today. We sever ourselves from all emotional attachments of people, places, and things. We don't try to lean on our own understanding, but we trust and surrender to you. We ask for your forgiveness of every area where we've offended you in thought, word, and deed. Where we've come in agreement with the voice of the stranger, unfulfilled vows. Lord, wash our spirit, soul, and body and flesh, our imaginations, our conscience and subconscious, our memories, our eyes, ears, and heart, our hands and our feet with the blood of Christ, that we may be washed clean today. For this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a new day, and your mercies are new every morning. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to come and teach us, guide us, protect us, convict us, change us, heal us, fill us, and grant Christ, his character, image, and likeness in us and through us, that Jesus will be glorified. Bring revival to this park. As we bind the principalities and powers of darkness and wickedness in heavenly places, they would try and come against the move of your spirit. We pull them down and cast them out to the pit. We decree in this park and in this whole neighborhood, Christ. Every soul that has heard this music, every soul that has walked on this park is on the hit list of Jesus. And you can't outrun my daddy. So surrender. Resistance is futile. So don't resist. Don't buck. Surrender. Don't whine. Surrender. Don't complain. Surrender. And Christ will be glorified in you and through you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Grab your swords for a moment, please. If you're chilly, just lift your hands to heaven and ask for fire. And then ask to get drunk and you won't feel anything. God's got an answer for everything. Drunk. Just stay drunk. Shut up and get drunk. Shut up and get drunk, will ya? Turn to Matthew 7, please. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. If you're new here today, you're going to get new again by the time you leave. This is the awakening. How many of y'all know we're in a new season? Yes. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season. And it's made just for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 1. Read it with me. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but cannot consider the national grand forest in your own? Oh. The plank in your own, excuse me. And how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, idiot. First, remove the plank from your own eye. Do you understand this? He says, first, remove the stuff from your eye, okay? And then you can help your brother move his stuff. But first, remove yours. Does everybody see this? And then he says, look it, in verse 6, don't give what is holy to the dogs. Dogs means demonized individuals. Don't give what's holy to those demonized individuals. Nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Now, this is very possible. It doesn't say, God did not say, don't judge. He said, before you judge anyone or anything, and you're not judging a person, you're judging their fruit. I am a definitely fruit judger. I'm going to judge your fruit as soon as you get near me. Because when it starts coming out of your mouth, when you start telling me the Lord said this, the first thing I'm going to do is judge your fruit. I'm going to see whether you're a granola or not, first of all, whether you're nutty and fruity, and whether you're walking right with God. Does everybody see? Now listen, we're to judge fruit right now. And let me tell you, there's a lot of granolaism going around right now. And there's a lot of people that are out of order, willing to judge others when their own fruit stinks. And what they're actually doing in certain areas is they can't see. And because they can't see, they begin to throw precious things before demonized individuals or swines. And they throw those precious things before those who will trample them. So you've got to be able to discern this. This is called faithful eyes. Everyone say, Lord, I want faithful eyes. Faithful eyes. In other words, you know, the people wear those little wristbands that said, what would Jesus do? We need to wear them that says, what would Jesus see? See, God wants us to begin to look through his eyes the way he sees things and not the way you see things yourself. Proverbs 22. See, you know, if you're not walking with faithful eyes, you begin to falsely judge. And then you begin to speak what you see, which is incorrect. Then you plant corruptible seeds, which becomes a cancer. And I'm telling you right now that the Lord, there is a move of God's Spirit. We are in a new season. And in this new season, we've got to be not only delicate in the areas of the things of the Spirit, but sensitive and be able to see what God sees so that we're saying, Lord, show me through your eyes and not through my own what it is you want me to see, what it is you want me to receive. We want to see what he sees and not what we see. Is everybody there? Proverbs 22 and verse 17. Let's read it together. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Let them all be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have instructed you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who send to you. Ooh, this is powerful. Now listen, the eyes of the Lord, they maintain, in other words, if you're looking through the Lord, preserve knowledge. Say, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge. So if you're looking through the eyes of the Lord, you are seeing truth. Now, the Bible says that truth is what sets you free. Truth sets you free. So the more you're seeing through the eyes of the Lord, the more free you'll be. Eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, which is truth. Seeing correctly will bring freedom because it is truth. And seeing incorrectly will bring bondage. Does everybody understand? Now, the Bible says we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. But faith is connected with the things of the spirit realm. And faith is connected with the promises of God. So you are actually walking by, not by sight of the realm, natural realm. You are walking by sight of the spiritual realm, because you are to be looking through the eyes of the Lord, which maintain knowledge. And knowledge is truth, and truth sets you free. Proverbs 30. And verse 11. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. In verse 12, there is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. And I believe that generation is here. Look at what has just happened in this world right now. This world is under a delusion. This country is under such delusion, it's incredible. It's incredible. Let me share this with you, that we are not only in the last days, we're in the last minutes, man. And we must be seen through the eyes of the Lord. That's why so many people put in people in office that are willing to kill children and promote same-sex marriage. Why? Because they do not see through the eyes of the Lord. And they call themselves believers, but yet the blood of innocent children is on their hands. Because the Bible warns us even that those who purpose in their heart and approve those things that are done are just as guilty. And again, I share with you that if the rapture were to happen right now, every believer that promoted the death of unborn children would be left here in a rapture. Are you listening? I'm not going there right now because I want to finish this. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Come on, read it with me. There is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. That generation is here now. But there's also a generation that is pure before God, that God is calling out. Why? Because evil is going to come to its climax, and so is righteousness. The generations have been established right now. There's the generations now that call good evil and evil good. But it's a generation through Christ, the inherited ones, that are coming above these things and beginning to humble themselves so that they may see through the eyes of God and not through the eyes of their own dictated hearts. We are there right now. We must maintain a pure heart. We must desire to see through the faithful eyes of Christ and not through our own deceitful eyes. Psalm 11. In verse 4, Psalm 11, verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven, his eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous and he loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. So you can see here that the eyes of the Lord test the sons of men to see if they're seeing what he sees. Does everybody see this? The eyes of the Lord test you to see if you're seeing what he sees. Go to Ezekiel 8. Ezekiel 8. Do you ever get somebody come talk to you about stuff and they tell you're a Christian? They say, man, yeah, I'm a believer. And yeah, you know, and yeah, I'm living with such and such. And I go to church 3 days a week. And I go to Frankie's Tavern on Saturday night. Would you like to come? You know. And it's like, man, what are you seeing? What are you seeing, dude? Who told you that? And what eyes are you seeing out of? Like, it's okay. I'm sharing with you, it's happening right now. Big time. You know, there are many believers that are falling from the faith, taking heed of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And they call themselves believers, but they're truly not. They've eaten the eggs of vipers. They've been bitten by serpents and come in agreement with the voice of the stranger. They see through the eyes of serpents and the eyes of the dictates of selfish hearts and not through the eyes of God. And it is happening right now. And in this new season, again, if you're not willing to come into the new season, you'll be left in the old season and you'll be tormented. Torment will be left in the old season. But righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of God, power and prosperity are in this new season right now that you're in. It's another stepping, another step up towards getting home. Remember, the body of Christ is coming to the end of herself so she can be resurrected. This new season will cause more death, but it'll bring more power. It'll bring more prosperity. And I'm not talking just materialism. I'm talking about the prosperity of the riches of the spirit realm of your Heavenly Father's treasures of knowledge and revelation and impartation of visitations. The heavens and the open windows begin to open more and more and more. These will be windows of opportunity that God is beginning to establish even now. But you must be ready and you must be able to discern so you don't miss. And you must see through the eyes of the Lord and not through your own eyes. And you must cry daily, Lord, grant me faithful eyes. Faithful. See, a faithful eye will be a faithful heart. And a faithful heart will be a surrendered servant. And Ezekiel 8, in verse something. Is everybody there? Let's see here. What do we have? Ezekiel 8. And verse 6. Ooh, yeah, good. Yeah. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Go to verse 5 then. Then he said to me, Son of man, lift your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted my eyes toward the north, and there, north of the altar gate, was the image of jealousy in the entrance. What did he see? Jealousy. Furthermore, he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they're doing? What is he saying? He's asking, Son of man, are you seeing what I see? Do you see what they're doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel commits here to make me go far away from my sanctuary. Now turn again. You will see greater abominations. Do you understand? This is what the Lord is saying to his people right now. Do you see what I see? Do you see jealousy? Do you see rage? Do you see hatred? Do you see the abominations? Do you see my children be led astray? Do you see what I see? See, when you see what God sees, your heart becomes one with him. We must have faithful eyes now in this season. Let's go a little further. Do you see what I see? See, blinded eyes. Let me share with you. Blinded eyes will cause a hardened heart. If you cannot see what God is seeing and what he's trying to show you, your heart will become hardened and you'll become blinded. Acts 26. Acts 26. Acts 26 and verse 14. And Saul has a visitation from the Lord, and he got slapped off of his horse. It's like the Lord slapped the soul out of him, you know? Bam! Cut it out! You're killing my people! Tighten up! In verse 14, and we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, you idiot. Why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And so I said, who are you, Lord? You notice he said, Lord? Like, who are you, Lord? He just said who you are, Lord. And he said, I am Jesus whom you're persecuting, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness of both the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. In other words, what I will show you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you to open their what? Eyes. Why? To see what God sees. In order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Now this is powerful because he says, listen, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan. See, if your eyes are blinded, you're under the power of Satan. So the Lord is saying right now, look it. We must have faithful eyes who see through the eyes of the Lord. We no longer want to see according to the way we want to see. We want to see according to the way He wants us to see. Or we're not only come in bondage, but we'll come under the authority of Satan and his power and be deceived. That's why there's much delusion. What you have seen right now that has happened in this country is a rehearsal of the delusion that is going to come to the world where people receive the mark of the beast. You just got a rehearsal from it. Many people are going, man, I can't believe what this country just did. They have no idea what's about to happen and what's about to come. But we see it. And they don't. Why? Because they're under the authority and power of darkness. And you're under the authority and power of light. But we must continue to maintain faithful eyes and not be snared in the entanglements and affairs of this world. But keep our eyes and heart and mind clear and clean by the blood of Christ. Go to Psalm 36. Psalm 36. Glory. Last one there is a rotten egg. That's what my daughter plays with me all the time. All right, Dad. Last one up the stairs is a rotten egg. Psalm 36, is everybody okay? Is everybody there? Aren't you glad you're not religious? You become a rotten egg if you're religious, you know. You stink, man. You stinketh. And your fruit stinketh. Verse 1 and 2. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes. Oh, man, that's powerful. There is what? No fear of God. There is no reverence. There's no fear. You know, if these individuals that are so-called believers could see through the result of what was going to happen to unborn children, they would not promote individuals and put them in office that promote the death of unborn children. Do you understand that? But they cannot see because there is no fear of God. And if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you don't know Him. Does everybody understand this? That's what separates relationship with religion. If you don't fear Him, you don't know Him. And this fear is not a horror or terror fear. This is a fear of reverence, respect, and honor. This is where Jesus is your Lord, not just your Savior when you need Him. He is your Lord who rules your life. You don't use Him, He uses you. I love it. Is everybody okay? In verse 2, read it with me. He flatters himself in his own eyes. In other words, he justifies his decisions because they cannot see through the eyes of the Lord. But he's a pleaser of man. He flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. Oh, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to go. Do good. He devises wickedness on his bed and sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. He does not what? Abhor. In other words, he does not hate evil because he calls evil good and good evil. He can no longer discern because he has lost the fear of God. And there are believers who used to have the fear of God and have lost the fear of God because they've been taken captive by the power of darkness, and they no longer see through the eyes of the Lord, but the eyes of selfishness, greed, and false prosperity. This is the generation. This is what's happening right now. This is the season we're in. We must be able to discern and see. Go to Luke 19. Luke 19. In Luke 19. Is everybody there? In verse 41. Now as Jesus drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, and saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. Why are they hidden from your eyes? Things that make peace. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you and surround you and close you in on every side. Do you understand? This is what the powers of darkness want to do to you. And level you. And your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation or window of opportunity. Are you listening? Because you missed the window of opportunity, you can go astray. That's why some people are tormented and they've missed their peace. They're not walking in peace. They walk in torment because of the windows of opportunity and the visitations. Because windows of opportunity bring visitations from the Lord. But they're seeing through the lusts of the world. And they're not seeing through the eyes of the Lord. Because see, seeing through the eyes of the Lord, you're seeing. You're seeing the things spiritually, not physically. You're seeing the things eternally, not temporary. You're seeing the wickedness of the demonic forces. You'll know their next move. The Bible tells us that the anointing teaches us. That through the anointing, we know all things. So you should be able to see all things. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Psalm 91 in verse 8. Well, let's start at verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you see, look and see the reward of the wicked. See, you should be seeing the reward of the wicked. That's why the Bible says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. But you will see the reward of wicked. You will see things happen to people that you know is a reward of what they sowed, they're reaping. There are people right now, I know that they're going through a bunch of stuff, and I know that it's a reward of the wickedness because of what they've sown. Why? Because they did not see. You know, you can't keep blaming the devil everything that happens to you. You got to repent because anything that the devil is doing to you is because you've allowed him to do it. Because you did not see through the eyes of the Lord. You saw through your own eyes or the eyes of wickedness. And sometimes you're seeing your own reward of wickedness. Does everybody see? Good. Well, you're going to see more of it. Our eyes should see the reward of the wicked if we are seeing with the eyes of Jesus. Psalm 101. Psalm 101, we're almost done. Now, that could be associated with, you know, when God says his time, you know. God's time. Psalm 101 and verse 6. It says, my eyes shall be on the faithful of the land. Oh, yes. That they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. So we see something powerful. He says, we must be faithful. In other words, we must be a faithful seer to become his servant. So he's going to test you to see if you're seeing what he sees. There are many people out there going, oh, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to do this for you. I want to do that for you. And they're still waiting for the Lord to use them. And the reason why he hasn't used them is because they can't see what he sees. Amen. Because they're not faithful. See, faithful isn't just showing up to work and getting a paycheck. Faithful isn't just going out and feeding the poor. Faithful isn't just going out and helping people. Faithful is seeing through the eyes of the Lord. That's faithful. The more you see through God's eyes, the more he can trust you. Psalm 37. This season is about faithful eyes. Because it's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah. Fresh anointing even. And it's coming our way. Yeah, man, it's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season and it's created just for you and me. Yeah. Psalm 37. Let's start at verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, but nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and what? Feed on His faithfulness. Feed on what? That's your food. What you eat is what you'll see. Does everybody get it? What you eat is what you'll see. The Bible says what you eat is what you become. So listen, what you eat is what you'll see. If you're feeding on His faithfulness, you'll be faithful. You'll be able to see what He sees. If you're feeding on His promises, if you're feeding on His ways, if you're feeding on His presence, if you're feeding, the Bible says, remember Jesus said, He who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood shall live eternal life. See, you're feeding on Him now. If you're feeding from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will become blind. If you're feeding from the tree of life, you'll be able to see. Is everybody with me? Yes. That's why He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Feed on His promises, not on your fleshly sight or carnal understanding. Because if you eat on His things, you'll be able to see. Or you'll become spiritually blinded. Proverbs 12. Proverbs chapter 12. Is everybody okay? Are you getting it? That's what's happening. Proverbs 12, verse 15. Getting warmer out, isn't it? Well, lift your hands to heaven and ask for fire, man. I mean, you know, quit seeing through the eyes of carnality. Come on, you're being tested. It's cooking in here. And out of your belly shall flow liquid fire. In verse 15, would you read it with me? The way of an idiot or a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds the counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once, but an imprudent man covers shame. So we see here that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. In other words, they only see what they want to see. They're not willing to see what the Lord is showing them. I've talked to people over and over and over. They tell me, well, the Lord showed me this. The Lord said this. The Lord said that. And I just sit back going, I know the Lord didn't do that. I know the Lord didn't do that. And the Lord hasn't told me to say anything. And it's like, what's the problem? And I hear sometimes the Holy Spirit call that person a fool. Of course, I don't say, because he'll tell me things not, you know, that I'm not allowed to say sometimes. But then there's times when it's just too bad. Idiot. Hypocrite, fool, bonehead. Come on, tighten up. Right? But, these are people that are always, because they're trying to justify, well, God told me this. Well, if He told you that, it would come to pass. And there would be peace. There wouldn't be pride. And you wouldn't have to push it to try and make it. You'd be led. There's a difference. When people miss windows of opportunity and they go into captivity, then they say, well, the Lord is testing me. No. You're reaping what you sowed. We've got to stop blaming everybody else and everything for looking through carnal eyes. We must cleanse our eyes to see what He wants us to see and become humble by repentance. Just admit your guilt and your faults, your boneheaded moves, and all the other things that we've touched and agreed with the voice of the stranger, and the blood of Christ will wash you clean so you can see. Let's go a little further. Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Glory. in verse 22. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Not with what? Not with what? Not with what? Eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. Oh, and whatever you do, do it heartily as the Lord, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. In other words, there's a lot of men pleasers out there right now. They do things before men of authority. They do things before men to please men and trying to convince men that they're spiritual. But yet behind closed doors are idiots and raving maniacs. They do lustful things. They pervert things of God. They lie. They cheat. And they're caught up in greed. They slander. They speak against their brothers and sisters. And they bring a curse upon themselves. These are eye servers who want to serve men and please men, but not God. Does everybody understand this? Why? Because they cannot see through the eyes of the Lord. They see through the eyes of self, which is a self-promoter. Is everybody okay? Go to Revelation 3. Everyone say, the Lord knows what I do behind closed doors. Well, now that y'all made that confession, you can see. You can see now. Revelation 3:17. Would you read it with me? Revelation 3:17. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich in white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may what? That you may see. That's the anointing. Does everybody get it? That's the anointing. See, the anointing will bring you sight. Religion doesn't carry the anointing. If you're religious, you're not carrying the true anointing of Christ. That's where the Bible says that many come and cause strife and division and all kinds of other things because they have not the Spirit. And it represents that they're not being led by the Spirit. Does everybody understand? See, so those who are in Christ are new creations. Old things have passed away. In other words, they're able to see new. They see new. They hear new. They talk new. They're different. They're changing. Why? Through the anointing of Christ. But the enemy will come to try and blind you, to keep you in old, so you cannot see through the eyes of the Lord, but you see through the eyes of self and pride and arrogance and lust. I'm telling you, it's happening right now. We must be able to discern and see according to the eyes of the Lord and not ourselves. So we must stay in the anointing. Does everybody understand that? The anointing. Look what happened to Saul, who became Paul. The scales came off of his eyes, didn't he? By what? The anointing. And the devil wants to just put those scales back on. So you can't see through the eyes of the Lord. You see through the eyes of your own dictated heart. And then what happens? You begin to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what you eat is what you see. Is everybody okay? Praise God. We're going to close. Go to Ephesians 1. We're going to close real soon. Come on, this is it. Hold on. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. Lord, we pray that the Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling, And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So we pray today that your eyes will be enlightened and opened according to the will of God through the eyes of Christ, and shut according to the eyes of man and the wretchedness of self, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Everyone said, I'm getting
faithful
eyes
right now
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.